We are here at the dedication of the Boehringer Ingelheim Vet Medica Livestock Vaccine Research Facility in Sioux Center, Iowa. With me is Dr. Edward Robb, who is Vice President of Research and Development with BI. And Dr. Robb, tell me a little bit about this facility and why BI wanted to locate it here in Sioux Center, Iowa.
Well, the facility really allows us to test novel vaccine concepts to really see if these ideas we have based on molecular and virology and microbiological skills really have an impact in the health and welfare of pigs and cattle.
Now, this goes along with the BI, motto, value through innovation. Tell me how that works in with this, what you're doing here.
Well, to do and fund innovative research, you have to work on ideas that will really change the way we do things, that really is, they are disruptive to the older ways of doing things and really create that added value. We don't work in creating sort of me-too copies of existing products. We really try to find out what really will change the way we do things, what will make something that we do in the past obsolete, what will change the value proposition. And so that's just the mantra of how we work. It sets a mindset for how we want to do our research.
Now, we had the governor here and all the city people here. It seems like you got quite a bit of support in bringing this facility here.
Yeah, we did. We had some facilities in Sioux Center in the past that were getting older, and we were trying to make the decision where to build this facility. And so the sites essentially competed, not in a negative way, but sort of what were the options. And Sioux Center really came out on top for many, many reasons, which we spoke about. A great workforce, a great business climate, an area that really is key to animal agriculture. And we really saw an opportunity. This is the best place for a research facility. It's also not co-located in one of our manufacturing plants, so it gives us a little more independence than sort of being on a manufacturing site, to really be at a separate site where we can do work which doesn't put our manufacturing sort of prowess at risk.
Now, it took about 3 years to get this done, and this is really a long-term investment for you as well as research, right?
All right. It took 3 years for what I call the external factors. We had this building all planned, but at that same time, the assets of Fort Dodge Animal Health were made available. So we knew we were going to bid for those assets, and we didn't know what the appropriate investment to be in a new swine facility, not knowing what that new asset, if we were successful, would have. And so, we're careful about our investments. And so we really put this on hold until we really knew what the fate of the Fort Dodge Labs was going to be. And once we were successful, how that would help our capacity and what we needed after that event.
Well, this has really been an economic boost to this area as well as the entire state of Iowa, which makes the governor really happy. And it must make you also very proud.
It really does. We think this is our territory. We've been very successful here in the Midwest, from St. Joseph to Ames to Sioux Center, now Fort Dodge. Our plants are all, and research network in the U.S. is all in one time zone. We can drive between our locations. It gives our employees options of where they want to be. We have more of a city location in St. Joe, close to Kansas City. We have a university facility in Ames for people who want to be in that type of community. Fort Dodge and Sioux Center give a more rural lifestyle. So that's our competitive advantage in attracting top talent.
All right. Well, congratulations, and thank you very much for allowing us to be here.